Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are certainly responding today in a very quiet mode, looking at basically tomorrow's government report and just basically on hold. The beans are continuing to unwind a little bit of the bull spreads here today. Have July beans, two more days to go. Well, all July grain contracts, two more days to go before expiration. And we're seeing some unwinding of the spreads in the beans, albeit in the corn, we are not seeing much of anything at all in that direction. We're seeing the spreads continue to grow. Now, the July corn has gotten to up around 710, 711, something on that order. And we have to realize that the July corn, actually 7.11 3/4 high, we have to realize that the July corn has not yet reached the highs that the May contract had on the last two trading days that it had before expiration. May corn got to 7.22, and I would have to think July corn should have that right. If it doesn't, then I'm questioning what's going on. And, of course, the beans have made new contract highs there for this year's contract, 2013 July beans, and have been as high as 1630. We've been within 49 and 3/4 cents of the all-time high. That could qualify as eclipsing the July contract. However, we still need to give this market time. There's no trading limits on the July contract, and expiration is on Friday morning at noon. So we'll get a chance to see. Now, since expiration's on a Friday, next Monday we'll see these big gaps on the weekly charts, and there we go from there. Even big gaps possibly even in the day session, but the weekly charts are going to show big gaps down. And we did that, you know, on the August and the, or not August, but the SEP and the November beans and the SEP and East corn. Will those gaps get filled? One would think normally yes. So weather's going to play a major factor here, and we have to remember we have huge gaps above us. Beans are holding like $2.30-some gaps above us, and corn's got it as well. Maybe not to that magnitude, but it has large gaps also. Someday those gaps are going to be filled, and if this weather persists and draws concern, grain markets are going to rally. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.